So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
This is my tickle.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
How are we going to do better on Saturday?
See, Saturday was kind of like...
I think we should probably stop doing this.
It's my favorite episode ever.
It was the pinnacle of our abilities.
Like, you know you've done something right on an episode when you're talking about it on the next episode.
Fair enough.
We're probably going to talk about it on the next episode. And then like 10 episodes later, we're going to go, you remember the one episode?
I felt so bad because I was drunk.
Oh yeah,
but then
more than drunk,
but
and
then,
like 3 hours late.
But then,
oh yeah.
But then Joe, seeing how Joe was, I was like, ah. I'm all right. Joe's on the floor.
Yeah, I was like, listen, dude, I fucking have not done anything. I hadn't even been drinking since this whole thing fucking started, man. I've been working, and I was like,
we cut loose.
Yeah, there's no fucking rules.
All right, do you want to do an intro here?
Yep.
After last show, I think you should do it.
What the fuck's that mean? What does that mean?
You did well. You kind of just took over last time, introduced everybody around the line. It was awesome.
Okay.
He's been doing it for a while
now.
That's
a compliment. I know. I'm telling you. Well, I haven't been here.
Fuck math, by the way. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Fuck math.
Okay, episode number 44 of Adjust the Mic.
Yep.
Hank Aaron.
Yes.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie.
Really, nobody.
Remember, we have a we and you have a Reggie Jackson conversation.
And I don't talk about baseball.
Nobody cares about that. Episode 44. We have Scott, the hostess with the Moses. We have a sober Joe.
First time in a long time.
Boring.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Give me a second. I'll get us back to Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, talk on the phone for 5 minutes.
Yeah, hold on.
And tonight we have Kathy. First time ever. Hi, Kathy.
Is this new Colleen?
Hi.
She's so nervous.
Hi, Kathy.
It's
how are you doing?
You're so nervous. All she's going to do is giggle.
Make sure it doesn't crackle your voice or anything.
Oh,
it'll mess up the whole podcast recording.
I'll be sure to have my princess voice all day.
There you go.
Oh,
look at that.
My
she brought
God.
It.
All right, well, we're all screwed.
Calm down.
Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, thanks for being here. This is cool, man. You're so much cooler than Colleen.
Did you make Colleen have to work later so you could take her seat?
Never. Never will I replace Colleen.
No. I think you'd be
you're
all
here.
Right.
She keeps this bullshit up missing shows. The fuck she thinks she is.
Exactly.
Joe? Okay.
Okay, Joe, when's the last time we've had you for two shows in a row? It was like episode 6?
2019.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I think episode 2 and 3.
Yeah. My kids were born.
Okay, what do we need to... We probably need to get Saturday night out of the way.
We could spend the whole fucking episode talking about how stupid Saturday night was and how
Kathy was
hilarious.
One of the first people to comment about that show.
Kathy messaged me on Facebook and... What happened while you were doing your thing there, Kathy?
Well, when I was walking the dog, yeah.
Were you power walking?
Power walking.
Hell yeah.
Trying to get my steps in the morning.
Getting your giggle on.
Freaking, you guys are just, I don't know. I was just laughing my ass off the whole freaking time.
It was a slurapalooza, I think
really
somebody said.
Was.
Yes,
it was bad.
Was. Absolutely, absolutely. The neighbors just laughed at me because I was laughing out loud, and the dog just kept on looking at me like I was on crack.
I
just couldn't get over it.
Yeah, we were in
it was so
form.
Funny.
Yeah.
You didn't care about what anybody was talking about?
No. I want to talk about corned beef.
Except for corned beef.
And Harper.
And Harper.
Beef and Harper. That's it. That's all that mattered.
Listen, we need to get that beautiful 4-year-old girl on this show. She is the wittiest person I've ever met, and she's 4.
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, it's happening.
And that was just like you're
or
up call there, her. You guys are hanging out, getting a few drinks.
A few.
Before you came
here.
Yeah,
we had a few, all right.
I was trying to... Before you came here,
dude,
you met a 4-year-old out with what her grandma, mom?
No, her mother.
And they're out.
There was a group of people hanging out that we knew, and we just
started
hanging out, having a drink. They were eating, and she just started showing me YouTube videos, and she, like I'd have to watch. She'd catch me not looking and yell at me.
Oh yeah,
and
she wouldn't play. Give me a sass look,
dragging me all around, see the fishermen, and say, I mean, it was a blast. It was
awesome.
She found someone she could control.
Oh
for
man,
a little
and she did. Awesome. Listen, if you ever meet her, she'll control you.
She does.
She is hilarious.
I remember one point reaching over to her mom saying, hey, listen, this is going to sound really weird. Can I borrow that
towel? Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then we came here, and then you brought out whiskey.
The night gets real blurry right about then.
We drank a whole bottle of the peanut butter.
Okay.
We calced the whole bottle. Yeah. We finished a bottle of Maker's Mark.
Okay.
And we knocked a good dent in that Woodford Reserve up there.
Oh, I missed the Woodford altogether then. That was fucking screwball.
I think there was one shot of them, and then I had some tequila as well.
Jesus Christ.
Like I said before the show, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I woke up.
I didn't hear from any of you guys Sunday.
No.
I finally woke up Tuesday morning, went for a run, and I was done, and I felt good. I was not hungover. Sunday, Monday, hungover.
I woke up Sunday, felt great all day.
That was terrible.
You're fucking insane.
It was. I did not understand. I did not feel good Sunday night.
Oh, no, it was so bad.
It was like that night it hit.
Because you were still drunk.
You probably still had a little buzz in the system.
You're still drunk. Because Sunday I woke up at 9.
I was okay.
Which I never sleep until 9. And just woke up and took the dog running.
Yeah.
I came back and I was like, I think I'm still drunk.
I did some laps in the pool. Kind of did some stuff around the house.
Very nice. Can you video that? Nice.
I don't drink whiskey. I drink. You know what? You the special edition whiskey that with the Public Sweet Tea.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the peach?
The peach.
Oh,
crown.
That's right, crown what? Peach. That's right.
Crown yeah. Peach.
Peach crown.
Yeah, she came.
That sounds
my
good.
Favorite.
I think Joe's house that night. Chad's. No,
that
yeah,
sounds
Joe's.
Really good. I love peach.
With peach crown and Public Sweet Tea.
First time I ever got drunk was peach schnapps.
Ugh.
Oh gosh,
I was like 11.
It's not peach crown.
I was like 11 to say. How old were you?
My stepdad had a restaurant up in Kentucky and gave it to me at the bar while I was sitting there, like during the day, like when they're closed.
Oh, did you see what Joe? Did you see what Hayward. Kathy? Did you see what Kathy brought?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's some Death by Chocolate cupcake thing.
Yeah,
with some rum in it.
What's yeah? What do we got?
That'll get her drunk before we leave.
Yeah. What's in it?
It's Oni's rum.
Yeah,
soaked in it's. So it's dark chocolate cake soaked in Oni's rum with a chocolate mousse rum frosting.
And until Kathy started coming around with her desserts, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed being drunk and fucking.
You
like,
guys can't have any until y'all fucking leave.
Until the show's over.
Joe will be fucking over here like, either under my couch or laying flat on top of it calling other people.
Yeah, I'll be on the phone.
There's a shot in every
shit
cupcake.
To do.
You fucking called him in the middle of the show.
A shot in every cupcake.
Oh my God.
I wish I knew who I was talking to. Does anybody know who I was talking to?
I gotta try a bite.
Dude,
seriously.
I can give you a timeline that you can see your phone call.
I don't know.
Honestly though.
Let's just wait.
Probably not even worth it.
Yeah, off air. To talk about who you're talking
to.
You never know.
All right, fair enough.
But
maybe it's not a good idea.
We did take our first break. Me and Joe just took a ride down to Derek's house.
Oh, on the golf cart.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Bumming to Joe, watching him like
I was
jog
beef.
Up to the door to knock on it that and haul hilarious. Ass.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like, as he's coming back, like when Silas does it, we're already halfway down the street by the time Derek can get to the door.
Right, yeah. No.
You know, Joe. Derek was already outside and halfway to us before Joe got us back to the cart.
That's true. I wasn't happy.
Like, yeah. So his kids come out with him.
Yeah.
So, and Derek is as drunk as we are.
Yeah, he didn't seem sober.
It was hilarious. As we're taking off, I go, Derek, your kids have little balls.
Oh, my God.
And then one of his kids went back and goes, no, we don't.
Oh, my God. How old are his kids?
Like
his kids are little savages. Don't
you're
going to
catch a charge,
you.
Dude.
Like you're the four-year-old?
Yeah.
Those little kids, he's like the first, dude,
the
they,
4-year-old.
They will make fun of, they have a Derek personality.
Okay.
100%.
Well, first of all, her
they
name's
deserve,
Harper and she's
they
a princess,
it.
So don't calm that down. You can't yell your kids have little balls.
You can yell that
you
at
can
kids.
Go to jail for that.
No.
Yeah, you're
you can go to jail for asking, like doing, there's no.
Okay, talk to us about
like,
that.
No, I'm not saying okay. those things.
It.
Talk
no.
to us about a sex predator.
No, but I can make fun of their tiny balls.
Sex predator.
Oh my God. I don't know about the story, man.
They make fun of mine.
So you have little kids making fun of your little kid balls?
They make fun of me.
Yeah,
they call me fat. They're savages, bro.
They're fucking like, hilarious.
Those kids are savages.
Oh, no, man.
We pull up there. I remember this. We pull up. The kids come out with their dad, and one of the little kids goes, Scott, he goes, you ever tried Ligma? He's like, what's Ligma? He's like, Ligma balls.
Yeah, that's the first
thing. That's how it started. Right. It was fucking hilarious.
That was the first thing he said. That's like, that did
was
start
like
that.
Six, 7 years old. It's fucking hilarious. Oh,
that's why I said that. That's right.
That sounds like a Jack thing.
It does.
Yeah.
It sounds like something.
Jack it's just totally. Yeah. That's just that kid.
We were talking about that today. Riley actually brought it up. He wanted to know if Evan and Jack were going to be here. Man, I haven't seen Evan and Jack in 100 years.
I've seen them forever. They haven't been over here yet.
No, they haven't been to this house yet. Dude, they have not been since this whole thing started. They haven't been to a fucking grocery store. They haven't been to a fucking restaurant. Nothing. We've just been fucking laying low.
Yeah. Wow.
Seeing my kids. It's been either house or house.
Yeah.
Yeah, us too.
Yep.
Us too. Grandparents.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Kathy's daughter's getting a Cadillac.
I know.
Yes.
So she's 16.
That's amazing.
16.
How's it feel? Your youngest.
Sweet 16.
Your youngest.
Feel very old.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I got a light at the end of the tunnel while y'all have.
There you go. 2 years, you're kid free.
I know.
That's true. It's a long
done.
Time.
Man, we're just getting started.
And you made it out of this with this coronavirus school teaching thing. Oh my God, we were talking about that too. Like I don't know fifth grade math.
Fuck math. Can I say that? Last night I had two math tests till 11 o'clock at night. We were doing math. Fuck both of those tests. We fucking skinned our teeth and got through these.
Yeah.
Got through these quizzes. It's adding and subtracting rational numbers and fractions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole negative, negative is a positive, positive and negative is, you know, you have to memorize those kind of things. And they don't give you, you're doing these, you know, we're doing this online. All this testing.
Is Common Core still involved in that?
Not that I know.
Or is it basically
of?
Done the way you we
they're,
used to
they're
do
showing
it.
Us kind of a, the old way it looks like.
Okay.
But I think it is
that's not too bad if
Common
you Google
Core.
That.
I mean, that's the basic of the way they do, but they want to give you two examples for each one. So as you're doing you have like 30 minutes to do this little like a little walkthrough, mm-hmm. and then boom, it's a quiz that you're graded on. So they show you three or four examples that you go through and you do it, and then boom, you're taking this quiz. You don't have enough time to really learn this information,
yeah,
and pick it up the right way, because they'll ask the test questions are going to be they're quite a bit different, so they try to throw you off and confuse you a little bit. Dude, it sucked. Like we did it, we got through. We had the A's a couple weeks ago. She's been doing good, you know. So her grades
school's
good,
almost out. We're almost done, right?
Yeah,
next
what,
week
next
I think
right?
is the
yeah.
last one.
Next week's the end.
So excited.
Fuck math though. That's been the one. Everything else has been gravy. Math. Not been fun.
Kayla's like, fuck that. I'm just going camping this weekend. I don't care.
Sure I am.
I know.
But Kayla's finished. Like, she's done with all her high school classes, and
that's
she just started
awesome.
College.
That's amazing.
Monday.
Damn.
And she's 16?
She's 16.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why she gets Cadillac.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Straight A's.
Do your thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
High school. That's what, high school classes, online classes, and college classes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Does she know, does she have a, at like, what she's going to pursue? Or what she
She has two ideas. She wants to be in marine biology.
Ooh,
that's
or,
awesome.
Or criminal psychiatry.
Oh.
Yeah. It would have been better if it was like marine biology or like a rodeo clown. Like, just
yeah,
one of the
criminal
badass,
psychology.
Right? Roll with that.
Criminal psychology could be like being a rodeo clown.
Yeah, I want to be an astronaut or I want to work at Winn-Dixie.
Criminal psychology.
Harley
cool.
Quinn was a criminal psychologist.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Uh-oh.
That's impressive, though. Yeah, if that's what you get for all that hard work at 16, no wonder I had an Oldsmobile.
I know. I had a
fucking piece.
I had a Supra.
That was your first.
You had a Supra
station wagon.
Nice.
Until it got totaled.
I totaled a vehicle in the first week of having my license.
Yeah, I totaled my Supra too.
No,
damn.
I don't get in accidents. Drive safe.
Flipped it right behind this neighborhood.
I wasn't even in mine when it got in an accident.
Well, it's even better. We're just sitting still in your parents' driving. Somebody just smashed into it.
Yep.
I got plowed from behind.
And then you have.
You can use that. You can use that. Use that for the.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
I'll let that one just sink. Okay. That's an obvious one.
I was so mad. I love that car, though. It had like 12-inch speakers. Remember when those were things and big amps?
Yeah. 12.
I think Jared had them in his little purple bug that he had.
That's amazing. Nothing better than
that's how I know that I'm crotchety and old now. Mm-hmm. You go to like a parking lot and there's speakers outside the vehicles.
So I saw on the Facebook Marketplace people had some like isobaric 12 box.
Outside the vehicle.
I'm like, I haven't heard that in 20 years as a term, and they still make these things.
I just don't want to listen to mumble rappers.
You have like a wall of like speakers.
I spent so much time and money in that shit. Nowadays, I literally hear it, and you know what I say to myself out loud every time? People still fucking do that, huh?
Yeah,
I say every fucking time I hear it.
They're all 46 years old, and
People still have car clubs and shit.
That's the worst part. They're all our fucking age and just never grew the fuck up.
There's still car clubs?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they'll meet fucking like some of the nicer cars.
They meet at Sonic and shit.
Really? I wanna go.
Remember that dude?
Just roll up in my car. Like, what's up, guys?
Just roll up with your stock speakers playing.
What's up, guys?
A fucking Nissan Sentra right here, motherfucker.
What's up, dudes?
Maxima Supreme.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We should find
fucking adjust the mic sticker on
that. I have to get some aviator glasses.
If any of the tens of people out there listening are in a car club, please give us a heads up so we can come by and say hello.
And make fun of
you. I agree.
Yeah. I think we need to do a fucking remote podcast from a car club. It'd be like, so, how's it living in your mother's basement?
Oh, my God.
So, Scott, you're fully back at work?
Pretty much. I've been taking extra time coming back, checking on the kids back and forth, you know.
Okay.
But
this is going to be a twofold appreciation / burn at the same time.
There's a bunch of us. Everybody's kind of back in there.
You're doing a shit ton of work at work, but you're also doing a shit ton of work on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with that. Like every day, I think about breaking balls because you're like, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff done here and a bunch of stuff done there and some research done.
You've been hustling.
Shit, who's got fucking time for that?
Nothing else to do, man. It's I'm either at work or here. And it's like I've already kind of, the first month of living here, I kind of already picked through everything as much as I'm going to for now.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of bored of fucking with shit. I need to stop spending money and going, oh, I need to buy this for this and buy this for this.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, now that I have the podcast here, need to get everything set up properly in here and all that kind of shit. I wanted to work on the website. Thanks for bringing that up, by the way. Is the website, we have updated our subscribe button so it's easier for people to subscribe. You know what was wrong with Spotify? You know why Spotify hadn't worked this whole time?
No. No idea.
I can't even spell Spotify.
It's this simple and it's my fault. When I updated the website to the new design, looking for something a little bit better, a little more cleaner, it erased the show description is all the only reason it wouldn't show up.
There you go.
So I couldn't get Spotify to answer me for a month. So I reached out to our hosting service and said, hey, would you happen to know a reason why this would happen? And he went through and looked it up for me and figured it out.
So you're 5 days a week now.
Yep.
Joe's never worked from home.
No, I don't know what working home means.
And I'll straight up say I'm more productive working from here than I am at office. Because that's all we've done all week is chit chat.
I'm not.
And it's hilarious.
There's no way it's impossible for me to work from home. What I do. Kathy.
You know, it'd be tough.
Kathy, you were just talking about like you got your boss gave you the option, right? What do you, you don't want to go back?
No, absolutely. I want to go back. It's just, I want to see what this phase two is going to do.
I know.
Because it's just,
I know.
I have a gut feeling that it's just going to blow right back up.
I think so too.
So, and my office is right smack dab in the middle of the hot zone. So it's Vera, Palm Bay area.
Okay.
I really don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah, I'd give it another couple weeks. I think the numbers are going to start. I'm the same way. I think it's just too easy to go away like that, you know?
Do you think the numbers are going to be because of legit new cases or because of additional testing ability and so on? So there's the real question.
Both.
There has not been a massive spike
both.
At the moment.
I think people are going to get more comfortable and new data is going to be coming in.
I think if when it comes to what you just said, Joe, exactly what you just said, is we're getting more availability to testing, so the numbers might rise because of that same thing.
As they should, right.
That is what needs to be articulated to the masses on a daily basis over everything else that's being thrown out there is statistical data that explains those type of things. And it's a hard thing to explain, to be honest with you, but it still needs to be pounded in these people's heads because that's why there's so much confusion. And I'm not even blaming anybody. Like, I'm not blaming like our government. It's fucking everybody. It's social. It's everywhere. There's just so much misinformation.
But and did you guys? I'm sure probably saw this. So the lady who's like in charge of some portion of the Department of Health in Florida just got asked to resign.
Yeah, I
because
saw that.
Of what? Something with the data. She was either keeping information or adjusting information or something along those lines. I don't know the full details. So I'm not going to dig it like that. But
yeah,
it's really weird. We have all this access to all this different information, but nobody really explains that information.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man.
And that's
what's going to happen.
One of the explanations, and I think it's, and I don't know there's a couple of things me and Jared were talking about at work, and he actually, you know, his mom has, been a nurse for years.
Right.
You know how everybody's saying, well, they could be wrongfully calculating the statistics. Like, if you're dying from a different disease.
Correct.
They can just put it for COVID because they're going to get extra money on that.
Right.
that's goes against all of those doctors and everybody's oaths and
absolutely,
everything.
Yeah.
And it's just not factual that you can do that. And there's a lot of science. There's a lot of fact checking and science. Like there's a lot of processes that go into you getting that money. And they don't have, I mean, you, it would be like a complete.
It sounds pretty boring and stupid.
Against everything that you're about if you're a doctor to do that.
Right.
Because it's, you don't have a financial obligation as the doctor. It's the hospital's obligation. You're not going to put your job on the line for a hospital when you could go work anywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff behind that. We could dig into that, and that'd be like the most boring episode for Kathy
exactly.
to be on. But
100%. But that's one part of it. And then there's the other half that goes, well, when you go to hospitals, they're all empty.
Right, because hospitals make their money with elective surgeries.
Exactly, and they're staying away. Exactly.
And because that's not happening, they're going to be persuaded or at least possibly want to lower numbers. People are feeling better and wanting to go back in the hospital.
Exactly. Are we still in phase one?
We're still in phase one, yeah. Phase two was a thing Colleen was talking about the other night, and the only reason I know this is because I was listening to the show on the way here.
I'll say, not you probably don't remember it.
But phase two is the one where like 75% of everything is now available again. Everything will be open. They're talking about sporting venues at that point, concert places at that point.
When
and 75%
I gotta get bath. I gotta go to Bath and Body.
Well, they're gonna start basketball in July probably, and it's gonna be.
I
know
you
all talk
about
basketball.
I want Bath and Body Works. Oh,
yeah,
that'd be so nice.
I've got it at my house right.
But
now.
It'll be in mid July, but it's gonna be like empty, you know, stadiums.
Right.
They're gonna play.
And
they just
so
they just did that
watch.
With. They've just been doing that with UFC in Jacksonville.
It's gonna be weird to watch. You know,
it will be interesting to see how that plays out. But I mean, what we got to remember is this is some of the new norm. It's never going to go back to the way that it was.
I don't think so either. What about like, we were talking about this before, like Disney, like
it's gonna
no
be
more autograph books, no more buffet, bro. Golden Corral is gone.
I'm so happy.
I fucking
it's pretty much going
to
be like anybody who's wants to live through this as a company. I feel they're going to have to scale back.
Well, Disney will be okay.
A certain percentage. You know what I mean?
Or raise prices.
They're not going to scale back. Disney will raise the prices.
I mean, you raise, right? And you have all those less people, and that you're probably exactly right. But they're going to scale back on their staff. They're going to scale back on their offerings to people. They're going to scale back on their production of items.
Which sucks.
So which is
going to
scale back manufacturing. Yeah. So it's going to have a trickle effect through everything as everybody scales back to serve less people. You know what I mean? Like MIT did a big study on this back in the day. You know, like as people have less kids and there's less items, like that's why even at one point they took ice cream and now it's down to a third of a gallon. Hmm. And it's like a whole, I don't want to go there.
I want ice cream.
Yeah,
you're both going to be bored.
Right,
gonna
I want
two.
Ice cream. I was just this side of snoring.
I saw this
no,
guy
you're
talk
right.
about that as MIT got
Hold on.
It out.
I got to make a phone
less
call.
People
Hold on a second.
With
I got to make a phone
manufacturing
call.
And how they have to scale back. And it's kind of a similar situation.
If anybody needs to make a phone call, now would be the good time to do that.
Yeah, I know, right? Totally.
But mm-hmm. So I was talking with Rachel Mahan earlier today, just bullshitting about this because you know she's like in the same boat we're in, trying to get out a little bit, have some resemblance of normalcy,
but
you know, wearing masks
you.
And shit. Yeah, you were like, should I really be at fucking Marshall's or whatever it is?
And, hell, the people that are wearing masks are staring at the people that are not wearing masks. People that are all fucking staring at each other, like, what are you doing? You know, it's like,
Oh, there's judgment all over.
Everywhere,
everybody's
like,
mean. People are evil.
Just going
fuck.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
What was Rachel saying? Like, is she out and about completely? Or?
No, absolutely not. No, she's still on the side of caution, which I respect. But the thing is, so I was like, listen, I'm playing devil's advocate here, right? So you're wearing a mask. You wore it into a store. Did you take it off? No, I wore it in the car to the next store, you know, to Target. So, all right, so anything you may have come in contact with in Marshalls, you now have carried into Target.
Into Target.
Right. Yeah. The reality is masks and gloves are meant to be individual uses. Wear them, throw them away.
Yeah.
But people don't have access to that much PPE.
Exactly.
You don't have. So in all fairness, if you do touch a doorknob and get something on your gloves or on your bare hands,
Adjusting the mask
because
it's uncomfortable.
Because God knows, I wear them at work. They're so fucking hot. Yeah, you just like trying to get a breath underneath. You're now contaminating everything. So also masks only prevent you from spreading it to someone else.
Yep.
The masks that we have available to us as, you know, everyday population, those are not full respiratory, non-rebreathing masks. They're just fucking pieces of cloth.
Yeah.
So unless you have it, wearing a mask isn't doing you any fucking good.
Exactly.
Oh, I came up with a good game for
this. But they're okay with it being just a little bit less.
So drive down the road and count how many times you see people in their cars with their mask on.
I love that game.
528 is riddled with these fucking people.
Riddled.
Riddled with them. You just drive by and they're fucking driving all by themselves with a mask on their face.
Oh my God.
Fuck? What are you doing?
I don't get
it. Like, I don't know what that... If any medical professional could tell me why people are doing this... other than being that just stupid.
It's called fucking.
Please correct me.
Stupidity and paranoia. It's, those two things combined can cause a lot of fucking.
And that's
problems.
All the disinformation that everybody's getting.
Right. They don't know any better. They're not doing it because they fucking.
I don't know what's going on. Like, I do kind of, but it's only from what I'm hearing. My close friends that I know are paying attention.
Yeah, I don't really.
Because I can't watch it on the news, man. I cannot watch any of it.
I think it's too much.
It is, man. Because I was stuck.
That's
for
unhealthy.
The first couple of weeks, I was stuck watching it.
It's unhealthy, man. It's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's like, man.
So the thing is, Kathy, what do you do? So the Bukowski's House of Barbecue, or Love Barbecue. What, first of all, what is the hashtag?
Bukowski's House of. No, shit, I don't know.
It's something barbecue love or something. Yeah. Like, whatever it is, it's fucking amazing. But when you guys go out, are you wearing masks anywhere you go, ever?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Josh, never.
Well, of course not. I mean,
yeah. You could just look at Josh and go like, oh, yeah, he don't give
it's like, you know how big his mask has to be to cover that whole beard thing he's got going on? He has like a hairnet down there. It just wouldn't make any sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Very rare. I mean, I haven't really. The only places I've really ventured is Home Depot.
Okay.
Lowe's.
Everybody's there too.
I know.
Occasionally the grocery store, but mostly he's been doing that.
Yeah.
And we went to Ollie's. Now I went to Ollie's. I sure as hell wrapped my whole face up. I was like, I ain't breathing anything.
Ollie's
y'all
is
have.
So.
Is that
awesome.
The one? Is that the one in Maridon Mall?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Ollie's?
It's a discount Ollie's discount barn, bro. It's fucking awesome.
Really?
They have everything.
Damn.
Good prices too.
I love discount.
All I know is
places.
I got Oreos for like a dollar.
What?
Double stuffs.
Are they real Oreos? Are they
they're
knockoff Oreos?
Do you take a double stuff and take a end Oreos. Off each one and make a super double stuff? Or is that just
a quad stuff Oreo?
That might be you. I don't.
I do.
There's way too many flavors, man.
You went quad Oreos?
Yeah. I ain't scared.
And you were borderline diabetic. Is that true? No shit.
Nope. No, just had high blood pressure.
Oh, whatever. I don't fucking know.
I'm good now, though.
So how far are you down now? Like 70 pounds or so?
How old?
62?
I think
you
I'm
said,
at...
You said 68 on the podcast.
You said 62.
No.
62?
No, 52.
Oh, 52.
Oh.
52.
Well, it's hard to tell. 52.
It was sounding like a second time.
52. Yeah,
52. It's hard to say with all that corned beef in your mouth.
Oh, that corned beef was so good. Brent, shout out.
Dude, that was amazing. I was hammered, and that corned beef was good.
It was so good. It was gone.
I mean, Kathy wishes she came to that episode.
I do.
That was it was hilarious.
I got to try one of those cupcakes very soon.
You know what we need to do? We need to have our first ever adjust the mic smoke off with Josh
a
and
smoke
Brent.
Off?
Yeah.
Josh, Brent.
Not your kind.
Not.
I'm interested. Tell me the details.
No, not that.
We could do it here.
Scalzi. We always need a third place.
For what? Exactly. Right, we need somebody to criticize everybody else. Okay, got it. Scalzi, you're
Jared,
in too.
Jared's a meat man.
Yeah, he is.
He's more of a pork guy, though.
Well, what you'd have to do is you have to pick
tri-tip,
a certain kind of meat, and have everybody
Jared's
cook it their own
is,
way type thing.
Yeah.
That Santa Maria tri-tip? Yeah. Ooh, buddy. He's got one of those grills that has a fucking, like, it raises and lowers and has, like, a spit on it.
Of course he does.
That's motorized.
Oh, of course it is. It's hooked to his phone.
And he's showing me his meat thermometer.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was like $249 on Amazon. Ain't that bad. I'm like, what did you just say?
Yeah.
Is it the Wi-Fi one?
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking Wi-Fi.
Made of gold and shit. Hey. I don't know what it
is. Okay.
No, Wi-Fi I'm saying it's $200-something dollars.
Wow.
He's like, you should get one. I said, what? Some of my kids need fucking shoes, bro.
They're serious about their meat.
You ain't lying.
Exactly. I mean, what
you I kid around and tell everybody I married Josh for his barbecue.
For the barbecue?
Just the sauce. Man. I could eat that with just bread.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sweet Jared, though, speaking barbecue. Of Jared. You remember the 4th of July parties we used to have?
I
do not.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I saw the thing today, but I don't remember.
Jared's the best negotiator at a fireworks place that I know. It's a thing of like just pure joy to see. Like he will he's the same way at work. We work together and he has to negotiate pricing, right? And he loves doing this shit. And he gets all the discounts, all the coupons that you can get for Sky King, buy one get one free, buy two get one free. And he goes in and he finds the kid that wants to make the deal. You know what I mean? Like, we got to the manager one time. We had one firework was $600. One firework. It was a dud.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it was a dud.
It was still worked. It went up, but it was way too fast, and we had it on video. So we emailed him the next day the video because Jared wanted to. And the guy goes, okay, well, next time you come in, for next year or whatever, we'll give you another one for free. Jared, the next year, had the video, the email printed out. You know, and the guy was like, put his head down. I was like, oh, shit. And like, had to give us another one. And it was a dud. And he was kind of yelling. I go, Jared, no. We got this one for free. Fuck you. Just stop.
That's fucking
but
amazing.
He's already, him and Ian and all this, we're doing it again. Okay.
Okay.
He has a $1,700 budget so far. Maybe more. He already has four extravaganzas.
It's unbelievable.
It's really good. Yeah, like really good. And all the kids, like we'll have a whole cart full of fireworks for the, we haven't done it in like 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We haven't had a good venue. So now we have here, but I don't know if I want to piss off my neighbors first year.
Man, just do it.
I asked one of the neighbors down the street that I know. She's like, I'll just do it. Just as long as you're done by 10, they won't care.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should take it all over to Derek's and do it in his fucking front yard.
I know, right? Well, we got a spot. Okay. And we can get there. We could park here and we could ride the golf cart over there. It's over Ian's house.
And you yell at his kids.
He's over on Sherwood side on the Arnold Palmer and all over there.
Oh, right on.
And it's new construction, so there's a lot of places to park and a good spot for us to do it. So I think we're going to do it there.
Yeah. Dude, when you sent that, I was like, why the fuck are you talking about 4th of July already? And I was like, oh, wait, because it's been like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And dude, the whole fucking year is just blazing by.
And everybody's at home, so you know fireworks are going to be going off this year, man. People are going to be some fire hazards.
Hanging out at the house, lighting them off. They probably already canceled some, didn't they?
Yeah, probably.
Well, all the big venues and everything are going to cancel. So, yeah, but the personal sales are going to go through the roof.
Right, because people can't go out and see it. They're going
to
do it at home.
Yep. Oh, time to get a part-time job at Sky King.
Awesome fucking sparklers. black cats over my place.
It'd be nice to have a freaking source to get them and be out in a booth selling them.
Yeah, right?
Right.
They make good money. I know people out there in Orlando that do it. They make a killing.
I might be in Cleveland for the 4th of July. I don't know yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, when's the next Tool show, man?
Next year.
Oh, fuck year? Yeah. Deftones canceled yesterday.
Did they?
It's in August. Yeah, they canceled their whole U.S. tour.
Yeah, the whole thing shut. Everything's
canceled
done
for the year.
Yeah, everything's sucks. Done. I started getting all this money back randomly. A couple bands have postponed. So Tool kicked. I mean, basically what everybody's doing is taking the exact dates they had and moving it to next year of 2021.
Yeah.
So we can use that money for the show then.
Problem is they don't give you that money back, homie. That money stays postponed. Yeah. You keep your tickets.
Ticketmaster.
Oh, they'll let you use them for the next.
Ticketmaster's
like, kind of
fickle bitch.
Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't give them $300 for a year later.
Fuck, that dude. Their app used to be
ridiculous.
The fucking worst.
Yeah, they're terrible.
It's not any better. It sucks.
I want to. Can we take a break so I can try a cupcake, please?
Can we take a break so I can close that fucking blind right there?
I've been watching you fight that blind for a
fucking
little while.
Put my shades on for like, a minute. It's like,
well, and before we started the show, I asked, "Is that
and it
bothers anybody?"
Before,
and it was.
The
I know.
Sun has just
and I've
set.
Watched it. Yeah. I've watched it go down.
Just
and,
enough.
Then just like I leave that little low hanging fucking thing there to hit Charlie's head.
Listen, I'm
that
gonna,
fucking.
I'm fucking. I'm gonna leave that. Guy. I don't want to be in the sun. Like, just close that shit. All right, take a break.
Bye. Okay, so everybody
take our time coming back in because I kind of rushed it.
Did you?
I rushed a little bit.
You gotta be slow, man.
You were ready, and I was ready.
Yeah,
Joe. So I just thought that you know they would be ready.
Joe was on the phone.
I can't believe Kathy wasn't ready yet. Wasn't ready yet.
We were talking during the break, man. Like we're all everybody's a little stressed out.
Yeah,
yeah,
just a little.
I'd say so.
Comfort food came up because we were pounding Kathy's cupcakes that are amazing.
That has to be. That's the name of the episode. That's everything.
I've been, cupcakes.
I've been trying to tell her just start a business.
I would 100%.
100%.
Because it's just so easy for me to say that and have no risk involved.
Yeah.
right?
Start a business, leverage your house, take out everything you got, roll the dice.
The cupcake place used to be downtown, something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They had the cupcake wars and all that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, something
legit
sweet.
Good cupcakes. I haven't had it in a long time. That's as good.
Yeah, no, that's
if not better.
No, the cake's fantastic. more moist.
A lot more.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I said moist. That might have something to do with the rum that's in it.
You said moist.
Yeah, each cupcake had a shot.
I said moist
of rum. Yeah. So that's cool. But anyways, that got us on the topic of comfort food.
Comfort food.
And I just made a post. Dude, macaroni and cheese and hot dog. Kraft mac and cheese and hot dogs. You got to put extra butter in it.
No Velveeta?
Yeah, I like Velveeta shells and cheese, but I'm going Kraft.
This is, yeah, if you're going to go.
What's your number one like comfort food?
Ooh.
I don't
sweet,
know,
savory, what it like what?
It's definitely savory over sweet. I don't know, man. Like, as a legit fat guy, that's a really hard question. You're like,
there's so many.
I'm like, dude, thinking about all these things I enjoy.
Is this like not? This wouldn't be good for someone that's like, I'm on a strict no eat diet.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm doing.
And now we're having to think about.
I ate half a cupcake, man.
I'm gonna shock the listening audience now and say it's not kale chips.
Wrap snacks?
Yeah.
Well, it might be fucking wrap snacks now. So is this something that we would eat like want now, or just something we eat like as growing up as a kid?
Like,
doesn't matter.
Kathy mentioned it to me. Like, that's why I like that, because and I did. I had hot dogs, macaroni and cheese a lot when I was a kid. Fucking love it.
Well,
like, it's a Sunday afternoon, and you can just sit there on the couch and vibe. And what do you want to eat, man? You don't want to be good. You want to be bad.
All right.
What do you?
So this isn't like good food. This
is comfort.
Bad.
No, I picked Kraft mac.
No, nobody's comfortable from a salad.
Yeah.
Shepherd's pie.
So, Joe, shepherd's pie?
That's a pretty fucking good choice.
If I'm going to go, like, legit, like, my whole life.
That's a good one.
Like, shepherd's pie.
Yeah, that's a good one. Kathy?
Fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
But it has to be, like, fried chicken fried in lard, which they don't do that down here.
Yeah. What's the
difference? Lard fried chicken is really good.
Yeah. You soak it in buttermilk and you fry it in lard. It's the fat content.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a good one.
Dude, you know what it was back in the day? It was like, remember Hamburger Helper made like the taco Hamburger Helper?
Yes.
With like the little ridged fucking
noodles
in it?
Yeah.
We got our first apartment. That shit was amazing. Hamburger Helper every fucking night and thought we were eating like kings.
Yeah. Taco Helper.
Like, taco Helper.
It might be like, I'm thinking old school, like Taco Helper.
Okay. Oh, man. That's a weird.
I probably haven't had it in 20 years, one. But yeah.
Oh, man. That shit was good.
Now I want fucking
beef
fried
stroganoff.
Chicken, though.
Beef
I want
stroganoff.
Public fried chicken.
Oh,
right
yeah. Beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff in a crock pot with the egg noodles and stuff. Oh, dude. That's another one.
Dude, growing up, my parents made fucking bread and butter with everything.
Me too.
I mean,
always, like,
with the butter dish out, so it's soft butter.
Oh, yeah. And you just like smear
and you
it.
Fold it in half. Yeah. Oh, with SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs and meatballs.
I got to change.
SpaghettiOs and meatballs?
Like, when we go to Georgia,
with a half inch of Parmesan cheese on top?
We have canned goods in the cabin up there, and there's SpaghettiOs. And every fucking time I'm up there, I at least house one or two of those cans.
You don't say one or two. It's two.
No, it's one. It depends on how many they have.
I'll tell you right now, one regular size can.
There are 383.
No, that's not enough.
Yeah.
No, the like when they start coming with the mini.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Or like the meatballs. There's two meatballs in those little motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm sitting down with like a family size fucking thing of spaghetti or SpaghettiOs and meatballs in like a fucking Tupperware dish and eating that shit with Ritz crackers in it.
We didn't have a lot of money growing up. We had like that was my food.
Damn, Scalzi had a good one.
What?
A legit grilled cheese sandwich. Two slices of American cheese on white bread cooked in a frying pan with butter until golden brown.
Okay.
Like
with.
a grilled cheese
brown. With
what?
Tomato soup.
Has to have
Yeah, you got
tomato soup.
With tomato soup to dip in. And do you put like a little heavy cream in the soup as well?
No.
Just a little tad. Just a tad. Just put a tad of heavy cream in and stir it. It just lightens it up a little bit and kind of so good.
John Panzeri, peanut butter and jelly toast.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly toast.
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today.
I haven't made toast in a long time. I was making some BLTs for a while because I was getting that Ben's bacon.
Yeah,
and I was toasting some bread then.
Jessica Aldrich, chocolate frosting. Scott. Do you still have that thing of frosting?
Do you notice
pantry?
How I locked eyes with you as
you
soon as you said
it?
The word?
Do you still have it?
I knew this was going to happen.
Do you still have it?
Can I cut this out?
Did you eat the whole thing of frosting?
The lemon supreme, yes, but all the
lemon supreme,
but all of the cream cheese is still in there.
I so picture you sitting
you guilted
here
me, bro.
Watching Golden Girls fucking listen, pounding.
You guilted
frosting
me there. I knew because I had in the back hidden like a cream cheese one is my other favorite. Okay, and there was shit.
Every night I like a little snack. It,
the lemon supreme was so good that like you get you fucking shamed the fuck out of me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I go back there.
I was just because I'm jealous, dude.
I know you left and like I opened it and there was like just enough for like one scoop. I'm like, I can't throw it away. So I fucking ate the whole thing and then I threw it away. But guys, I fucked up again.
Yeah.
I've been doing really good this week, but
did you see but, GM Kidder?
Yeah. But buttholes.
Buttholes. No, GM, you know Kidder, yeah, one that does yeah all the what all do, the Tiger King stuff. He's Steve Andrew, our buddy Steve. He put favorite comfort food is buttholes and Vienna sausages.
What the fuck?
Shout out, Kidder.
Oh, awesome. Oh. His Photoshops have been pretty top notch, too.
Yeah. Fuck,
you got me
cheese,
good on the
man
one. But you ever had a biscotti cheese cookie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make peanut butter, like a jar that's the biscotti flavor. What? A spread.
Oh. Nutella. Fuck.
So, yeah, we have Nutella
I like
in there.
Nutella.
Me and my daughter saw this and like got it, and we like took a spoonful when we got home, and it's fucking almost gone.
Oh,
like
man.
3 days later.
Well, I brought up earlier that Gideon's Bakehouse in Orlando. We're making yeah a trip out there to get half pound cookies.
Gideon's is unbelievable, bro. Man. You will not
half
regret it.
Half pound cookies.
It's got to dry out by the time.
No.
No.
No. No, man.
It's a moist cookie.
Yep.
The whole.
Yeah.
It's so good that on the inside it's almost still like batter, but not
yeah
quite.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
See, that's the best kind. When
it's a
like,
$5 cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Like one cookie's $5.
And if Charlie's willing to pay $1
is for there
a cookie
out
right
there at a store that you can buy locally that you can say is respectable?
No.
Or at a restaurant or fast food establishment in Titusville?
No, but listen.
Subway.
Don't judge me. Oh, yeah, Subway. The Domino's chocolate lava cakes. Have you had those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They're
good.
Like
I
fried brown. You
they're
break
delicious
them open and oh.
They're good frozen, too.
You freeze them?
You can get them. Just don't have them not cook them.
Really?
Frozen. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Kathy's just sitting there like, what the fuck
oh
is
yeah
going
yeah
on?
I'm
over
trying
there
to think about the last time I had Domino's pizza.
Yeah, no. When I worked there, probably.
Yep.
Back yeah, yeah, it's quick for the kids.
We'll order it and get it for
what's
the kids
your go-to probably for pizza?
Valentino's.
Well, let's go two different versions
our
of this.
Our last was Luna Blue.
Okay, so your local go-to.
I've never been.
Dude, it's fucking awesome and you're
it's
insane.
It's really good.
Is it really?
Buffalo yeah chicken pizza, Luna Blue, change your fucking life.
Hey,
is there a ranch on it?
What's that, Hump of Ellie's yeah or whatever that used to be on 50 or it's not something
it's still
else
there.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, it's something yeah different now.
They have a buffalo chicken pizza that
yeah
Jared orders. That's
amazing,
ridiculous.
Good,
good.
Yeah.
You got to match up Humpavelli's with Luna Blue and tell me what you think. That's
okay.
A
where's
right
Luna Blue at?
Port St. John, right near
on Curtis.
The okay ice cream shop. Where the fuck that place is?
Scoops.
Yeah. Scoops near that.
Nice.
My buddy owns
Mama out Rosa's in town's good.
I've heard good things. Good. Never had it.
Oh, it's really good. Mama Rosa's is great. Valentino's, man.
Valentino's special, dude. Used to be the shit in Titusville, man. That's where I would go for the Valentino's special.
That pizza at place me and the kids like a lot, and they got the cauliflower pizzas that
yeah
are really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, best pizza I've had in this area around here is fucking Brooklyn Pizza in Vieira.
Really?
Brooklyn Pizza?
CC's Pizza down in Melbourne Beach.
Phenomenal.
Now, Jesus. When I lived in Cleveland, they had yeah a deep dish peanut butter and jelly pizza.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Mm. It was
I'm texting my brother
so
right now.
Did you guys used to like Uno's?
Good.
Did you like Uno's pizza?
I
the
always
deep dish Chicago's?
Nope.
I hated it.
No.
It was too deep. Like, it would like be it rich and kind of be good, but you could never eat finish. It was too much.
Giordano's?
Yes. I'm looking.
A little something for you out there in Orlando.
Deep dish. Peanut butter? Are you serious?
Peanut butter and jelly pizza.
So what type of pizza person are you? You like a flat? You like a thin crust? You like a hand toss? Do you like a the Brooklyn style? You like those bigger slices?
I like it all.
Yeah, there's
like
not
Gino's
many
pizza
there's
down on Orange Avenue after
bed
you're drunk as fuck at
yeah
the social at
I like,
a
yeah, I like
getting out of a
drunk
mosh pit at 2 a.m.
and go over mosh
down
pits
to walk
are
down
done
to Gino's.
No more mosh pits.
Never again.
No. You'll never be able to ram headlong into some poor stranger for no reason.
No more broken legs, Scott.
You'll never be able to do like the outsiders again.
Kathy,
the Socias and the Greasers.
Cleveland.
Socias and Greasers. That's literally the outsiders. I don't know if you're like going off some specific reference, but no, the actual show, the movie.
They're never going to be able to fight like that again. No
C.
more gang
Thomas
fights.
Thomas Howell will never fucking grease
gang fights are over. People are going to be gang fighting in masks.
That's a good idea. If you're a robber, this is like a really good time for you right now, right? Just
no, everybody's at home. You ain't going to rob the place.
Or like a bank or something. I don't know. They're all closed too. Shit.
Well, dude, you heard about all that shit going on in Port St. John? Philip Wayne Ivy?
Yeah.
In front of the house, they arrested
Sheriff
that guy.
Ivy.
They arrested that guy.
Good. Fucking shithole. The problem in Port St. John is there's one of those fucking houses on every fucking street. It's like, hey, you picked one, like 9,000 guys.
That house is a big one.
Pretty close to
Catholic. It's a big one. There's a lot of big things
right
happening
the
there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a big thing going on there. And it's connected to a bunch of other, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, dude, you remember that story about the fucking guy who got mixed up in some fucked up drug deal and they like kidnapped him and like fucking like
raped him
with a fucking broomstick or something.
He was there like, 2 weeks later.
Dude, that was
back
on
there
my
again.
Fucking street. Tony came by. He's like, that was that fucking house, you know? I was like, well, that's good to
know. I know more about that, but I can't talk about it here.
Why, were you the one putting the broomstick in?
No, but I know. Yeah, I know somebody who's closely tied to it.
To the broomstick?
No, Scott was tied to the broomstick at the time.
I loaned him the broomstick.
He still got it. Want to smell it?
Yes, sir. I'd like the Geyser special.
Yeah.
Bend over.
It's a Geyser delight.
Kathy found it.
What is it?
What'd you find?
Peanut butter deep.
It's called East of Chicago's in Ohio.
Hey, all right. East of Chicago.
Okay.
Hey.
Now, mind you, that was 20 years ago.
On the cookie side, though,
looking at it,
Subway has a good peanut butter cookie. They have that macadamia nut.
The strawberry cheesecake one.
That strawberry cheesecake one. When it comes out of the oven, when it's like still like gooey.
That's Ava's jam right, man.
Oh,
I mean,
my
she loves
gosh.
That.
Dude, I don't go to Subway like ever.
They're good, man.
Right there, Kathy, PB
you
and JP.
There's only certain things. There's like some you don't want to get there, but then there's some that you definitely do.
The problem with Subway is like there's
tuna and
so
bacon.
Many better sandwich places than Subway.
If you get the cheese with the tuna and bacon, get tuna and add
like
bacon
Subway.
On it.
I don't like Subway.
Yeah, strip of sriracha.
Oh, dude.
Public subs.
Public subs.
And that's
fantastic.
The problem. Yeah, Public subs.
Public subs.
Kills it.
Get
Public subs are so big. I mean, you
oh, no. Are you saying that's a bad thing?
Oh, no. I eat a whole.
Oh, right. I was about to say. Jesus.
Chicken tender.
Yeah, well, I was about to say. It was buffalo chicken tender sub.
I used to have like a once a week kind of thing where I'd go get one. And I was like, now I
do the ultimate.
Boar's Head ultimate?
No, not Boar's Head. Publix.
Ever since I had the buffalo chicken tender, I can't order anything else when I go.
Buffalo chicken
tender. I stand there with every intention to order something else, and then the guy looks at me and goes, well, would you like a buffalo chicken tender sub?
Always a chicken tender sub.
I can't.
You said you haven't been going to the grocery stores at all?
Mostly Josh has been going, but.
Well, I need to talk to Josh. I guarantee you. Josh isn't following the arrows on the ground. Like, he's not.
No, neither am I. I don't
know.
Neither am
I. Do go, I mess up and he yells at me.
Yeah, no, I do it too. I did it. I had an old lady. I had an old lady get mad at me.
Did she?
Excuse me. I was like, I just had.
Apologize for going the wrong way. Enjoy your remaining years.
I don't know what I'm doing, and I just kept walking. I don't make
eye contact with anybody in the stores now because it's not worth it. Because all you're going to see is their eye roll of you being close to them. So I don't want to.
It's 100% judgment all the time.
I was just going to start coughing.
I don't want to be a part of any of that. So all I do is I walk through and I walk through fast with a big smile, like a stupid, cheesy smile. Anybody, I'm like, oh, sorry. I just keep going and mind my own business. I get everything done. Get the fuck out of there. Gone.
There you go.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that there's less people in the lines that are a little quicker.
There you go.
Be honest.
It helps.
Yeah.
But the lines are not quicker. Honestly, for me, when we go to Publix in fucking Port St. John, when I go, you get in fucking line, you got to be 6 feet apart. Dude, I'm fucking halfway down the fucking aisle looking at empty toilet paper shelves, waiting my fucking turn.
See, we're lucky in Titusville then, because, I mean, the one I go to the one on Garden, you know?
Well, it's because people live in Titusville.
There's
so
more
fucking dirt poor that they can't go to anywhere
exactly.
but Walmart.
So there's only like two or three people in line.
Don't fucking shit on Walmart. Okay,
I shit on fucking Walmart.
We already know you don't go shopping
don't
at Walmart. You don't
Walmart.
Go to Aldi's.
Yeah,
you got people that clean your fucking house. We get it, bro.
Exactly.
Some of us that living down in the fucking streets need fucking Walmart.
You're
okay?
not in the trenches. You
I love
just
Walmart.
Like Walmart.
I do.
You just like Walmart.
I like people
destitute.
Watching.
You're not using your fucking WIC money to fucking buy your groceries. You're in there because you choose to be.
I know. So. But I like Target more.
Me too. That's where
I like 88-cent fucking shit sometimes.
Right?
Sometimes I want some 88-cent Tylenol. Sometimes I want some 88-cent suppositories.
Sometimes
I want some 88-cent antihistamines.
What about Sam's Club?
Sam's Club's a totally
can't get that
scenario.
Shit there.
Okay, I love Sam's.
I go there. I love that place.
Sam's is good.
I would mandate fuck up with you, Charlie, and go to fucking Sam's
Club. There's another thing. No fucking free samples anymore from Sam's Club. Dude, Corona's ruined the world. No free samples.
I'm just going to start taking shit, opening it, eating what I want, and putting it back.
I don't think that's going
to
work.
You're not trying to do that. You're a liar.
Yeah, because I don't go to places where that would be acceptable.
You're too respectful.
If I went to Walmart, I would totally do it.
Should we stock up? Should we stock up on toilet paper now that they're starting to come back?
I have one roll or like one bag, like 12 rolls. I think I need to get some more.
Here's a question for you.
There's still not much.
Anybody but me still using the same fucking toilet paper you had before? I go to
fucking... Yeah, I am. I'm on my last roll of that shit. Yeah.
Yes.
I got fucking two boys there. I'm pretty sure they don't wipe most of the time anyway. I'm still fucking on the same pack.
Hey, that's what I want to talk about, Kathy, since your children are a little older. At what age do boys start being able to wipe their own ass correctly? Because it's getting really old.
Right. I'm not saying they do it. I'm saying correctly.
Well, how old are you?
Right.
I'm 41.
So plus 2 years and you're good.
There you go.
No, I've been doing it for like a year and a half at least.
At least a year and a half.
There's your answer. I don't know. I stopped checking my son's ass.
Did you? At what? Mean, like, 15? 18?
Like how old? When's the last time you've seen his asshole?
Long time.
Last time you saw your son's butthole.
Oh my God. No, but seriously,
did you do his laundry when he lived at home?
No.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Both of my kids learned how to do their laundry.
Did they clean their own rooms?
8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Did they clean? And did they do a good job?
No.
Okay. So you were never successful in defeating your kids in the clean room?
No. No parents.
Room cleaning game.
Both slobs?
I am losing.
I disagree. I disagree with that. Because Evan is fucking very neat.
Yeah, Jack. Riley.
So you're
too.
Winning. Yeah. Are you 50% or 100% both kids?
No, not Jack. No, hell no.
So Jack room, terrible.
Jack's room looks like Evan's murdered in it.
Clean.
Oh, Ava's a slob.
Is she?
Riley?
Ava's an absolute slob. Riley is a neat freak and everything has to be in order.
Evan's the same way. It's like okay. OCD
everything has
so
to
So you guys
be,
are
yeah.
50-50. 0%.
To a point. I shed a tear when I went to my son's Air Force graduation. I got to see where his bunk was because everything was immaculate. And I'm like, why the shit did it take you 18 years to learn how to do this?
This guy yelled at me.
would you be willing to cry now on radio for some, you know, just while we're here?
No.
Can you go ahead and give me one of those real quick? All right. It was worth a shot. Thought I might help the viewers, listeners, whatever.
No.
We'd be our first person to ever cry on the podcast.
My kids, Silas, sometimes he'll clean his room and do it and keep it up, but he still pisses the bed sometimes.
Yeah, Jack will
drop
one.
And then he tries to hide it from me. It's like, yeah, I'm not mad, bro.
No, mine, I'm good with that. Thank God.
I'm not mad, but tell me so I don't have to find it. Why you gotta hide it, bro?
Well, he's embarrassed.
Other than that, yeah, exactly.
Aren't you embarrassed when you piss the bed, Scott?
Huh?
Do you go telling people when you piss a bed?
God, I can't remember the last time I have. I don't.
Don't. It's been probably a month. Do you tell people when you piss a bed?
I'm going to piss the bed one day again.
And you're not going to tell people?
Yeah.
And I'm going to own
it. Circle of life, bro.
When I'm old, I'm going to tell people. I'm going to make them come clean that shit up.
So your kids were doing their laundry at like 9, 10, 11, huh?
That's insanity, yes. Isn't it?
Ava helps. Ava does it. She's 11.
That's she?
Yeah. Riley will put his stuff up. I'll wash and fold it.
Yeah.
And he'll put it up.
I wash and fold, make them put it up, and then sometimes I make Allie help me fold.
Yeah.
They both have chores where they take out the trash, recycle bin. I load the dishwasher, Allie. You know.
I'm a strict parent, though. I can honestly say I'm a strict parent. So
I'm the opposite.
I wanted them to be self-sufficient.
Yeah. It's good.
They both cooked. When they both were there, they both cooked dinner.
Yep.
So dinner was ready when Josh and I got home from work.
But at what age? I mean, so they're there by themselves. So they're like teenagers at that point.
About 10 years old. 10 years old. I started teaching them how to cook.
Oh, shit.
And they would cook their own dinner.
Allie can cook. She's 11.
Evan can put stuff in the air fryer.
She made chicken teriyaki one day with rice and and rice and did it all, baked it in the oven,
the
whole nine yards. I was very impressed. Because they cook with their mom and they cook with me sometimes.
I just order out all the time.
Riley's more interested in cooking now than Ava. Ava will make mac and cheese and stuff like that. But she's not big on it. Like, she'd rather just me do it.
Allie's a total parent.
Kayla makes quesadillas all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You have a quesadilla machine?
No.
Oh, man, I have a machine.
She just makes quesadillas for just random.
I don't know why I have a machine, but I have
one. Quesadillas are awesome. They're so easy.
What did you guys make when you were kids growing up all the time? Like, when you came home and had to cook for yourself,
a box of Cheez-Its.
Box of Cheez-Its.
Yeah, that's what I didn't. Dude, I didn't cook. I didn't. Dude, my mom was like old school. I didn't do laundry. I never knew how to do. I'll tell you this much.
Dinty Moore beef stew.
I didn't do a load of fucking laundry until I got divorced.
Oh no!
Swear to God, that's never did a fucking load of laundry
not a
myself.
Thing for me,
yeah. My mom did my fucking laundry when I moved out with my buddies and shit. My mom did my fucking laundry. I got
married.
Trisha
hate you
did my
a little
laundry.
Bit more.
I just never fucking did laundry. I mean, I do my fucking fair share, but I didn't do fucking laundry.
Oh, I was doing laundry as a teenager. 13, 14.
All the time. I had to do everybody's. I had to fucking fold. I hate laundry.
I remember moving into Summerhill fucking apartments. This is like, what, 5, 6 years ago?
I had to do me and my brothers.
And call my mom
married,
and say, how much do
so
I put
I didn't
in
have
there
to do laundry, and the woman didn't do laundry ever.
You got married just
it still
to
doesn't do laundry home ever. Like when I go get the kids and I see the laundry there, I go, ha, ha, ha. And then her husband goes, ha, 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 I know what you're talking about. Get the fuck out of my house. It's the best.
There you go, man.
I hate it. I'm OCD about it, so when I pull it out now, I have to fold it and put it in the rooms, and I yell at them until they put it away.
You should pull it out.
Yeah, I can't. I get mad when I let it sit in the dryer.
Yeah, I hate that, too. Then you got to do the
which I have fluff right now. Right now at my house, I have a load in the dryer. I just put it right before I left.
You said load.
I did. A load of clothes.
Pull it out. Load.
Fucking Joe. Had a one-shot cupcake.
You're all fucking twitchy over there. You need me to drive you guys home?
No, I'm good. I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
Work's got... It's,
yeah.
Everybody's schedule's off, man. Everybody's a little different right now. Everybody's kind of...
Tired.
Getting back to either a different norm or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what do I look at? So I have a weird schedule because I break off early sometimes with my kids, but I've been putting in some weekend times. So a regular pay period for 2 weeks is 80 hours, right?
Yep.
Mine, this pay period is 126.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's... Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm fucking just... I'm literally just... running on tired. I went to my boss the other day. It was like, I'm gonna fucking snap, bro. These guys that aren't getting shit done. It's like, you know, you always got lazier guys at the shop.
Oh,
people aren't pulling their weight and blah blah blah. 100%. I'm gonna fucking pop, bro. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to fucking snap. I'm gonna fucking fire somebody,
well,
or I'm gonna
something
fucking go over the fucking edge.
Yep.
I mean, I break balls all day. Big fucking surprise there. But it's getting to the point, man, where I'm like, dude, I'm on edge. I need a vacation.
Yeah.
Hyatt Grand Cypress opens up. Not this weekend, which I thought was insane because it's like Memorial Day weekend, but it opens up the following weekend, and I am definitely doing a 2-dayer over there. We're going
to
go chill out.
Yes, we need to set that up. If you're interested in that,
okay,
yeah,
we're all going to bring the kids.
Yeah,
get
yeah
a fucking room over there. Get a fucking
definitely
bunch of sweets.
Last time we hung out, I talked to Michael Finley.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's pretty
cool. He was in the pool hanging out on, what was it, Jack's birthday? Right? Yeah, Jack's birthday.
Yep.
Last
sure
year
was.
Cool. July 22nd last
well
year.
This summer, we're going to be doing a lot of shit like that, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All the kids.
That's all I do, man.
Are the hotels open like that?
They're starting to. So Hyatt is not open. I was going to go this weekend. I was like, fuck it. I got the boys this weekend. We're going. But they're not available. There's no nights available. So they're opening Tuesday of next week.
Really?
Some places are already open, but nothing that I was like really digging, like resort stuff.
So, Kathy.
Well, good.
How is having your kids old and self-sufficient fully? How's life now? You get to like do what the fuck you want, or do you always get to like what's up?
Yes, no. I mean,
no.
I'm down to one kid in the house. That's it.
Okay.
So Ty is in the Air Force, so he's out.
No.
Kayla,
she's 16, so right.
She got her own car now and everything, so yeah.
She's going to be
out
gone all the time,
yeah, doing shit out with her friends and rah rah.
She'll have a reason to drive every day for something.
You and
yes,
Josh just.
But then we have Life 360 on her, so I'm constantly will be watching it and monitoring.
And she knows
speed
that.
Oh yeah. She
See,
knows.
That's a new thing. Like, we didn't have that. Like, I got to take that car, and I'd say I'm in Titusville, and I'd be in freaking Cocoa Beach.
Oh, no. I GPS tracked both my kids.
Yeah.
I remember first night I had my license and was allowed to go out. I was supposed to go to the bowling alley. Lived in Port St. John. I was supposed to go to the bowling alley. It was at River Lanes right there in Titusville.
Hot spot.
Within 45 minutes, I was in downtown Orlando. I took Highway 50 the whole way because I didn't know anything about a fucking 408.
Yes.
Literacy. I don't know
yes
what that is.
Same
50
thing.
You got
all
the
way,
all the way. Yeah, yeah,
to Orange.
Now, we weren't fucking drinking or anything. You know, I'm 16 years
right
old.
You get to Chinatown, you're getting a little close.
Also, had never seen a one-way street, so I fucking whip a right on a fucking one-way the other way and fucking realize what's happening. So I go to fucking make a spin-around U-turn and blow both fucking hubcaps off the right side of, or the passenger side of the car. But then I can't stop because I'm afraid I'm going to get arrested. So I fucking haul ass back to Titusville, and we pulled over at fucking the Walmart over there or whatever. It wasn't Walmart. I don't remember. Something was over there. And we took the other two hubcaps off the car and threw them away. And then I went home and told my dad we were at the bowling alley, and we stole all my hubcaps. It was a great story. The funny thing is, you know, you go out and you're like, all right, I'm going to get away with this shit. Your parents are like, he's going to be in fucking Orlando in an hour, I guarantee
yeah
it. They already
yeah
fucked.
Oh, yeah,
you're
know
not fooling anybody. But you think you are. I think you're getting away with it.
We
used to sneak
so
my dad's
different
car
back then that it is now. Like at 16, I was driving to Orlando every other weekend to see my dad.
Absolutely.
And then, but now I'm like, no, Kayla, you're not allowed on 95 for like 6 months. And you're not allowed to
like
go.
We are a lot more like not all of us, but like a lot of parents now are a lot more because we knew what we did growing up. And we don't want our kids being able to do that.
It's getting worse. But the thing is, too,
don't you want them to go through that so they can have a perspective?
I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing is, we did shit that we should be fucking dead.
Because then they find people like us, find them, and they go, ooh, that's fresh.
They're stupid.
They don't know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, they're stupid shit.
We were talking about that, like playing manhunt in the woods.
Oh, we used to do that all the time.
Nobody, no houses at that point.
Fucking Orange Wars and shit. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Crawling underneath palmetto trees.
Oh, yeah.
Diving down in the ditches, and I'm like, how the hell am I afraid of a lizard now? But I used to do that shit when I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't care.
With snake rattlers and real, like, dangers and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking rattlers.
But if a damn lizard crosses my path, I'm climbing the wall. So yeah.
Oh, I mean, Allie with frogs outside, man, so funny.
Do you think
that Ava's lizards, she hates them.
This much monitoring of our children, though, that I mean, kids are always going to outsmart us, right? They're smarter than we are.
Yeah.
We think we got it all figured out. Everything we did, oh, I know he's going to do this and that. But I don't know, man. I feel like kids are going to find a way to beat the system. If we have technology and we can monitor them 360, one of their fucking buddy's older brothers knows how to fucking break that system and make them think you're at so-and-so's house and go out.
Oh, it's going to happen. Or there's going to be an app that's out. It's called Beat the Dad or Beat the Parent.
Exactly.
And it goes in there and hacks the parent's phone and they find out and then they can make it do whatever they want it to do.
It's a game of cat and mouse, man. You just got to... Listen, I'm just going to follow them everywhere they fucking go. I'm just gonna fucking tail them the whole time.
The kids, like, he wasn't going to have much time. He was going to be away from the kids for a couple days. So the kid spent the night one night, and he was almost like, man, I don't know if I want him to stay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be able to hang out with them. And like, they're going to be all having all this fun without me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, like, they're going to have a hard time with you, man, when they get a little older.
Yeah, man.
But I get it.
That's awesome.
Like,
that's an awesome thing, too, by the way.
See ya. Yeah.
My boys have never spent the night anywhere other than, like, family.
Yep.
And even when Evan had that sculptor, no parents thing for, like, 3 hours of, like, a dance or whatever they did up there, I dropped him off. And I wouldn't go home. I just drove around Titusville, like, in case he needed something, I could haul ass back over there. It was pretty ridiculous.
See, I used to, when Kayla was little, I used to send her away all summer. So she would go to Girl Scout camp.
Yeah.
Almost all summer, like 6 weeks.
Wow. I did a couple camps over the summer. Yeah.
Well, that's what parents did back then.
I'd have a panic attack.
I went to like a church camp for a whole summer. Yeah.
Ty never wanted to leave. He never wanted to leave. Kayla was like, I'm out.
Nice. Yeah.
Drop her off on a Sunday, pick her up on a Friday.
Speaking of kids.
Yep.
There's one over the shoulder.
I think they're trying to finagle something.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting next to Charlie. You're the softy, I guess.
What do you want, children?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Ava needs specific rules.
All right. Okay,
bye. Just close.
Okay.
Yep.
Please don't injure yourself.
All right. You'll see me leaving shortly because it's like fucking midnight or something.
Yeah, actually, Ava, we're fixing to go in a few minutes. Yeah.
My alarm's going to go off at 6.
I'm going to be happy for a minute.
That's bad.
That was a good episode, guys. Kathy, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
I told you it wasn't like, it's nerve-wracking at first, but I mean, I remember the first time I ever came on the show. It's like, it feels weird, but it's just sitting around bullshitting.
Yeah.
Just, this is what we do. We could literally have had this entire conversation with no microphones and it wouldn't have made a difference.
It's true.
Now we have like, you know, 3 or 4 people who are actually going to listen to this. It's pretty fucking fun.
Right.
And we sponsored. We actually advertised that last episode. Joe, how do you feel being a model?
I love it. I mean, this is what I was born to do.
You know, you're the first model of Just a Mic.
I don't know. You were in a two-piece.
Yeah, it's true. You were.
Yeah, but I never. That was never like
advertised. Yeah,
advertised. Yeah, it's true. You're actually paid. You're a paid model.
People are gonna see me. They're gonna
do my shit pro bono, and I did not get it. I did not get a follow-up job.
That was an epic troll job. We just made that all up so we could get you to do it.
And it did. Yeah, there was no intention of that.
It worked.
I still think we need to go to Jared's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy Allison, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Glad you did. Anytime, too. And then, like, when you have your bakery business.
We'll totally promote the shit out of it.
We'll promote the shit out of that.
Plus, if you can't take
you need to make that happen.
If you can't take baked good advice from fucking 3 fat guys on a podcast, I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
You still need to send Charlie a picture of your this commercial refrigerator.
It's on its way right now.
Yeah,
so I need to see this shit because I want to get outside here. I want to get a couple, like a deep freezer.
Yeah.
Or something as well. So, because we're going to be doing a lot of fishing.
Man sized beer fridge.
Yes.
I feel like you should mount your TV above the fireplace.
It's eventually going
to
happen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was something you it's like, just dude, didn't
I,
want to.
I've spent so much now. I need to like restock and get comfortable again. And then I'm going to build just use white and build white shelving.
Okay.
You know, like throughout that whole area where take the seat pads out.
I don't want to get up.
Clean it all and then just have the TV on it and then I'll have like some shelving, but have all the brick exposed.
I don't want to get up because I have to walk by the cupcakes.
Yeah, what size TV is that right there?
It's 55. I'll probably have to go 65 to 70.
No.
Because I don't like looking up either when I watch TV.
No, yeah, this is the seating spot for this room right here. 100% guaranteed.
But that sitting up straight up like that's fine.
All right, well, I'm done. I'm going home. Bye.
See ya. Hey, that was about the same speed that it was Saturday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Kathy, you have to keep coming on every once in a while, please.
Totally do, yeah, definitely. And this is how Charlie goes, all right, fuck the show. I'm ready to go. Joe, let's go. Joe, it's time to go, Joe. And it's all on there. You'll hear it last episode.
Yeah, I'm listening to it now. I got to the part where I think we were talking about Pier 220 for the fourth time, and then Colleen started talking about phase two and reopening fucking hardware and everything, and it was going really fucking well. And then Charlie literally just interjects corned beef again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, all right, I'm here.
We all purposely, in one way or another, purposely like just tortured the show or whoever else was talking.
Yeah, I was ridiculous. Trying to talk. Like, most of what I said was almost
no
incoherent.
Respect of each other's mic times.
Yeah.
It was fun, my though. Favorite show.
I mean, I assume I had a blast. I don't remember it, but I mean, from listening to it, it seemed pretty funny. Yeah, so we'll go from there.
You're having a fun when you're rolling on the floor.
Well, that's because I couldn't find my phone. I had to make some phone calls. Before it goes in the middle of them.
That's
hopefully.
Hilarious. Yeah. And we also do have our phone system up, guys.
Oh, very nice.
And I do have it to where we can take voicemails. And then so if you leave a voicemail, I can actually, save it, play it for the next episode. So if you have a question for the show, if you want to ask, if you have a comment or whatever, you can leave it at this phone number. It's 321-567-5159. 567-5159.
Also, if you'd like to take Scott out on a date, call that number.
Same number.
And leave a voicemail.
He's a nice guy.
Yep.
There you go.
You can leave that there too. That'll
work.
That's it. Yes.
So, and we'll be using that line for more to get people to call into the show. We're gonna have some video set up eventually to do Facebook Live.
For the listeners out there, your homework this week is to call that fucking number and just talk shit about any of us, all of us, except for Kathy.
We'll have like no calls.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Maybe I'll disguise my voice as somebody from. Australia.
I'm going to put it up on the group pages and on the Facebook page. And everything. Holy Jesus.
Let me see this fucking thing when you're done.
1, 2, 3 bottles of Crown. 3 jacks of Jim Beam.
It's Kathy's freezer.
Don't give out her address. We'll not tell people.
Dude, there's 2 more bottles of Crown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 bottles of Crown. In the door.
Those are just the ones we keep cold.
Oh, I think that's the new show. 6 bottles of Crown in the door.
Let me see what we've done here.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's only for 12
cupcakes.
That's
like you open one bottle and you're like, you know what? I got fucking 8 of them, so I'm going to open one more.
Those 20 bottles.
That's not even Halloween party stock.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're going to be doing Halloween parties here too.
Oh, her Halloween party.
That's awesome. Ours aren't going to be like fun, cool parties like yours, probably. It's just going to be a bunch of kids at my door.
Oh, no, I do adult.
On Halloween, it's going
to
be the...
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I've been to one. No, I've been to two. Remember the one they used to do that worked out at the Cape? They used to do it outdoors every year.
No.
Mm-mm.
I used to go with Lisa, Hill all the time.
Yeah.
And Andrea.
Yeah.
And Russ would always be at Everyone.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And Jared.
The one at Cars Park?
The one that was... they worked for the Cape. And they charge you $20 a person to go in as all adults. They had a buffet.
Oh, yeah, no.
It was a personal house. It used to be on Fox Lake Road for a while when they lived there. Then it was over behind the Target.
Yeah. Oh, no shit. And, no,
dude, they were epic fucking adult parties. Like, epic.
Phenomenal.
Best parties I've ever been to.
Phenomenal.
So that's awesome.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
No, that was the rabbit hole we needed to finish the episode. Perfect. Well done. All right.
He's coughing.
Thanks again. Time to go.
COVID.
He is coughing.
COVID.
Straight COVID.
COVID.
All right.
Kevin, amazing. Thanks. Everybody, listen up.
COVID.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. All right, yeah.
just killer. Oh, dude, that was awesome.